And first, I think I have to say that I have no relations to disclose. And good afternoon. My name is Ji Hu from University of North Carolina at Greensboro. My topic is health disparities in the U.S. and China. Health disparities have been defined as healthcare disparities which result from characteristics of healthcare system and also health status disparities, which are the differences in individuals and groups. Health disparities among racial and ethnic minority in the U.S. has been discussed since 1950s. However, racial disparities have changed little since then. In fact, many areas in health, the statistics show that gap has actually widened for some health indicators. U.S. expenditures on healthcare are highest in the world. In 2007, the U.S. total expenditure reached $2.2 trillion, with each person averaged $7,421 in medical expenses. The U.S. spent 16.2% of its GDP on healthcare compared to 8.7% in other nations. In 2007, life expectancy in U.S. ranks the 29th in the world and 50th after European Union. Healthcare system ranks last in 37 measures in terms of access to care, quality of healthcare, and health outcomes compared to 19 other industrialized countries. Despite efforts to eliminate health disparities in the U.S., health disparities continue to exist, that racial and ethnic groups have lower life expectancies, higher rate of infant mortality, and higher disease incidence than white. You can see the differences in life expectancy between white female and black female and white male and black male in this chart across the years from 1970s and 2006. So you still can see the gaps. And this chart you can see is the age-adjusted mortality risk per 100,000 person by race, ethnicity for heart disease, cancer, stroke. African Americans have the highest all causes of death. And in this slide show the highest deaths for the three leading causes of death, like heart disease, cancer, and stroke. African Americans have a higher cancer death rate than white Americans, even though white Americans have higher prevalence of cancer and 7.8% for white compared to 3.4% for African Americans. So this suggests that disparities in cancer screening or cancer treatment. And from this slide, you can see that the African Americans has the highest deaths in diabetes and followed by American Indian and Hispanics. Infant mortality is also higher for African Americans and American Indians when compared with other groups. Many factors associated with health disparities, like one is at patient level, the other one is healthcare system level. At patient level, education is an important factor predicting health. like college-educated men live 6.8 years longer than those who have less than high school. Women lived 5.1 times longer. And socioeconomic status is also another factor, that low socioeconomic status has been linked with lower education, lower income level, which can predict health status. Like one out of every five American children live in poverty. Study has shown that low socioeconomic status in childhood has been linked with lower education and income levels in adulthood. Children in poor families are about seven times as likely to be in poor or fair health as children in the highest income families. Socioeconomic conditions also plays a substantial role in racial disparities. A survey of African-American and non-Hispanic white living in similar socioeconomic conditions found that the association between race and hypertension using socioeconomic status measures and disparities still exist in hypertension. But when non-Hispanic whites and African-American live in similar social settings, their health outcomes are much similar. This table presents changes in socioeconomic status for different races between like white and black and gender groups. Socioeconomic status is associated with changes in self-assessed health across time. So from this chart, you can see that low income and lower education have reported poor perceptions of health status across the time. Another factor is environment factor. And a study showed that association for individuals who perceived their neighborhoods as unsafe had a BMI 2.82 higher than those who perceived their neighborhood as safe. And housing neighborhood is also like another factor, like communities with low income and education are more likely to have poor access to grocery stores and the supermarket and tend to located near to toxic industries and other sources of pollution. And residents living in these areas, they tend to have higher rate of asthma, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and child poverty. Environmental exposures, exposed to toxic built environment like availability of safe recreation facilities and social conditions like exposure to neighborhood violence and drug may play a greater role in contributing to health differences between blacks and white at younger age. Another factor is biological factor, like latent effects of diversity during sensitive period. For example, during the development of brain in fetus, and the study showed that inadequate nutrition or poor living conditions in early life and other constraints in fetus and infant growth and the recurrent infections are associated with increased risk of cardiovascular, respiratory, and psychiatric disease in adulthood. And also a study showed that association between low birth weight and several risk factors for cardiovascular disease, including like hypertension, central body fat distribution, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and type 2 diabetes. And this is a model used social ecology and the genomic process that delineates major lines involving a person's habitat, their family health history, and collective catastrophes experienced by the community that have impacts on their health in African American population. I think maybe you cannot see the variables, but these variables including in this model like racism, gestational status, and socioeconomic status, biological identity, psychological stress, nutrition, diet, exposed to pathogens, emotional balance, and that all influence health status in African-American population. Another factor is racism. More than 100 studies have shown that direct encounters with discriminatory events contribute to negative health outcomes. For example, anxiety, frustration from racist experience in African Americans can trigger the body's stress response over a lifetime, which can lead to increased chronic stress level that can lead to hypertension or cardiovascular disease later in life. Other factors associated with health disparities are healthcare system and healthcare providers. And this model views healthcare disparities as resulting from characteristics of the healthcare system and the society's legal and regulatory climate, and discrimination, bias, stereotyping, and health providers' uncertainty when they encounter patients in the clinic because of cultural differences and background differences. Healthcare system disparities also include like access to care, health care utilization, cost, healthcare system factors in terms of quality of healthcare, organization culture and financing and delivery and clinical encounters, and healthcare provider factors. Like study have shown that patient racial and socioeconomic background do influence physicians' perception of their patients. Like for example, one study they examined physicians' perception, the physicians read the African-American patients were like less intelligent and less educated, more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, less likely to comply with medical advice, more likely to have lack of social support and less likely to participate in cardiac rehab than white patients. Also, in another study, they examined the effect of race and gender on physicians' recommendation for cardiac catheterization procedures, that physicians were less likely to prescribe cardiac diagnostic procedures for African American women compared to the white. And these studies show that physicians' diagnostic and treatment decisions are influenced by patients' race and socioeconomic background. So what are the strategies and the interventions? The first one is the communication. So good communication between health providers and the patients can build a trust relationship. Policy plays an important role in eliminating health disparities. And healthcare system type also was significant associated with different differences in patients' use and outcome, use of healthcare system and outcomes. Translate evidence-based strategies to improve outcomes and also implement quality improvement programs across settings by developing training materials and toolkits that are culturally specific for minority populations. And the intervention, cultural leverage at individual level, access level, and healthcare interventions. And in this study, they did integrative literature review, and they summarized that at individual level, like a life style change, behaviors change, using community members to develop culturally specific message, like access intervention, like healthcare organizations, incorporate cultural themes for health screening activities, like patient navigators or individuals who are currently specific to target populations. And healthcare intervention, like provide culturally competent care and training the trainers and training like physicians or nurses and healthcare providers, you know, culturally and specific culturally sensitive interventions. Okay, another topic I'm going to present is the health disparities in China. And in China, dramatically and sustained economic development in the healthcare reform in the past two decades have substantially improved living conditions of Chinese people. However, economic transition may have a negative impact on health. Inequality in health outcomes, health disparities between rural and urban areas and socioeconomic status are a critical health challenge in China. Significant inequalities of health status, life expectancy, infant mortality, and prevalence of disease and mortality rate between urban and rural areas have become remarkable. Yeah, in China, patterns in causes of death have varied between urban and rural areas. Like rural areas have the higher mortality from communicable disease and maternal and perinatal conditions like COPD and injuries, including suicide, whereas urban areas had higher death rate from cardiovascular disease and cerebrovascular disease. In 2006, a mortality survey in China showed that age-standardized death rates from lung cancer, breast cancer, and leukemia were higher in urban than in rural areas, but esophageal cancer and like stomach cancer and cervical cancer were higher in rural than in urban areas. Like from this chart, you can see the differences between urban and rural areas. And this is a slide that shows the mortality of chronic disease in a city in southern part of China. So from this slide, you could also see the differences between rural and urban area. Like rural areas, they have different type of a high cancer rate than the urban areas. But in urban, they had a lot of deaths from cardiovascular disease, diabetes. As the heaviest burden stroke shifted from urban to rural areas, But healthcare services are less developed and had in the rural area in China had less physicians, and so this increased the disparities between the urban and rural area. And study have shown that income gaps associated with health status, the lower level of health status in low income Chinese people is also related to poor living conditions and poor access to health care, and live in less developed and more agriculturally based communities. And urban adults have a high risk of being overweight and have hypertension, but less likely to be undiagnosed and untreated. Now, from this figure, you can see that like 18% of Chinese adults aged 18 years old had hypertension in 2002, and 18.9 adults were overweight in 2002, and 2.9% were obese. But this is the obesity and overweight based on the WHO's definition for Asian. Like, for example, overweight is 24 instead of 25, and obese is 28 instead of 30 for Asian population. And from here, you can also see that 60% of men older than 25 years old in China were smokers. And the average increase in people with like hypertension, overweight, obesity, but although the had a lot of smokers, but the average increase is decreased from this chart. In summary, studies have indicated that inequality in access to healthcare and financial difficulty are the major contributing factors at the individual level. And living and working conditions, psychological factors, and health behaviors are mediating factors in health disparities between rural and urban areas. Strategies. And under China's rapid economic transition, it is important that policymakers, government agencies, organizations need to develop policies to eliminate health disparities between urban and rural areas. Our government should increase fundings for healthcare provisions, public health insurance schemes, implementing public health programs at the community level, like through the TV broadcast programs, targeting adults to educate public about disease prevention, risk factors, and healthy behaviors. Nurse-led community health interventions at both individual and community levels to prevent for the disease prevention, health screening, awareness of risk factors, and provide health to the care to the population. Thank you.
Since we do have time, why don't we open it up for questions for Dr. Hu before we proceed to the next speaker? So if you have any questions for her, you can go ahead right now and ask them.
I think I'm sure that there should be a huge health disparities between ethnic minorities, like, because in China there are like 52 minority groups, and most of them live in the rural areas or mountains where they have difficulties to access to the health care and even to go to the hospitals, although there are some village doctors, but they do, I think the death rate is, should be still very high, but I didn't look at the differences between minorities and the majority of Chinese population. Yes.
So in essence, in the comparison, there was a lot of material with a larger minority group and a majority group, and it was more collapsed in China in the comparison.
Yes.
And it wasn't as broken up. Is there any one group similar to the African Americans who constitute a larger group that it would be possible to break them out?
I think, yeah, because minority groups in China, there are we have so many, but still not, I think, compared to United States, that African American is so different, unique from the history perspective. And but in China,
I'm just thinking of the number 12-13% average breakout.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know.
Yeah.
And then to examine if there's any differences, then that's how my brain was working.
Yeah, I know. And actually, I think, like, I went to the Chinese a government website, like CDC, and they didn't have a lot of statistics on minorities. But I'm sure there's a huge gap between minority and health. Yeah. Yes.
I was curious about the hypertension. I'm not sure I quite understood the slides, but you know, in the United States, hypertension is viewed as such a major problem for the African American population, but it looked like a huge problem in rural China. Is that right?
I think it's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see the hypertension. That's one, right? Yeah. Oh, actually, I think there's one article just published that about hypertension, like proportionally that China has the highest rate for the hypertension, I think because of the diet, and especially people like in the rural areas, they eat a lot of salty food, and salty food, like I put a lot of salt, like, so there's a camping in China right now, and gave every family like a spoon that measure the salt for daily that you can eat for each person. So this is a big campaign. But traditionally, like Chinese food are very salty, especially in the south, in the north, where there are like less vegetables and compared to south. Yeah.
Has it always been like this though? Hypertension with the rural population, has it always been higher than the urban? Or after industrialization in China, is that when you began to do the studies? Because my understanding is that China was quite rural for some time.
Yeah, I think you have a good question, but in the last two decades, you know, the economics changed so dramatically. And like usually people eat a lot of vegetables and like a whole green food in one, like especially in rural areas. But the economic change, like right now, a lot of Chinese people, they have a statistic that they consume a lot of meat instead of vegetables. And because the economic change, but usually vegetables are cheaper compared to meat, and now people eat, since they have more money, and they like to eat more meat and less vegetables. And
obesity.
Yeah, obesity is also a problem because of the diet and also the physical activity level, because of the, you know, the China right now. Usually when I was there, we bicycles are the major, you know, major transportation. But now if you go to the street, not many people ride their bicycles or the cars, and so it's the lifestyle change, diet, exercise, that we have a lot of older people with diabetes, and diabetes also is the number two large people with diabetes in the world, ranked number two in the world. US ranked number three, Indian ranked number one.
India, China, and then the U.S.
U.S., yeah.
For diabetes.
That's the number of the people with diabetes.
Would that be because of the high population in China having billions of people? That, you know, the numbers.
Yeah, I think that's the large, yeah, that's the not proportionally, but it's the largest number of the population in China. Yes. Other questions? Okay, thank you.